to it. You know, we've shared a lot about what was said during Joe Biden's long, rambling, and sometimes incoherent and strange press event yesterday, where he claimed that everything's doing great and his grades would be excellent if he were being graded on his first year in office, which is, calling it delusional is being entirely too kind. I mean, let's just get to it. Preah Sam Sundar is here, the RNC communications director for our region of the country. Preah, good to have you here.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
As people from around the country watch this, I mean, here's a guy who's up there saying, "Oh, I did great," and there were so many strange points in this 2 hours. Hard to focus on one, but let's talk about the Midwest. We've got a situation now where both Canada and the United States are going to require truckers to have vaccines, a vaccine mandate across the border. Half the truckers on both sides don't have that. It's going to complicate supply chains. It's going to cripple Michigan and the country, frankly. That was never discussed, and yet he says he's doing great on the economy and trade. What do you say?
I mean, there were just a lot of wow moments when you look at this press conference and the way that they handled questions yesterday. And even going into this morning, when they sent Kamala Harris out to do the early morning circuit, they haven't been able to clean up anything that he said. I mean, it's incredibly obtuse of this administration to go out publicly and very nationally tell the American people that everything is fine. I mean, you and I both know, just being average Americans, that walking into the local Myers, walking into our local Target or Walmart, things are not fine.
Things are not fine.
Going into the restaurant.
No.
Not fine.
No, and that's exactly true. You know, Joe Biden spent 101 days in Delaware. I wish I had 100 days of vacation last year, don't you?
I mean, it sure would have been nice. I mean, I don't think my bosses would appreciate it.
No, my point being is you've got all these things going on. You know, here's the thing. When Barack Obama was president, there are a lot of things that he did that clearly I did not agree with, right? But I could point to something and say, well, at least the economy's doing okay, or we're doing all right here. I have got nothing. There is nothing for me to point at and say, well, at least Joe Biden's doing well in this area or on this topic or on this issue. I'm sorry. The cupboard is empty. There's nothing there.
Well, it's also very telling that this administration clearly isn't paying attention to what the American people are saying, because he got asked about this last night, right? He got asked, you know, Americans are very upset. This is showing up in the polls. What do you say about this? His response, I don't believe in the polls. Well, the latest Quinnipiac poll came out, and it shows this approval rating at 33%. I mean, if that's not a sign that you are doing very poorly in an election year where your party is already, like, expected to lose, that is a serious problem. And if I'm Democrats in Michigan, around the country, I'm terrified by that answer.
Well, you should be terrified. I mean, you can look at what happened in Virginia and the big rise of parents. And this past few days in Michigan, as you probably know, the Democrat Party tweeted out basically that, where do the parents get the idea that they should be involved with their kids' education? Apparently, it's what Democrats actually think. The problem is Virginia rejected it soundly. Virginia, a more blue state than Michigan, clearly, has now gone red across the board. I think now you think that it's going to happen here and around the country, because the rejection of these socialist policies is going to come. It's going to come from places like Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. I think this red wave is going to be bigger than people expect.
Absolutely. The Michigan Democrat Party said the quiet thing out loud, and they didn't mean to. And they let it stay up for a little bit, but then they had to pull it back down. And they even got trounced by their own members. I believe it was Hallie Stevens got asked about it locally the other day, and she said that was a dumb thing to say. I mean, when your own congressmen are, like, pushing back on you for saying dumb things during an election year, you know you're in a bad spot.
Yeah,
and I mean, that's just unfortunately one of the many issues that Michigan Democrats are facing right now. Obviously, they've got a pile of worms hanging over their heads with Gretchen Whitmer right now and all the issues that she's dealing with, from schools not being open to the nursing home crisis. I mean, that, compared that, and then looking at the issues that our congressmen are going, they're going to face this upcoming cycle. Obviously, Hallie Stevens is going to be in a primary. There are a lot of great candidates from the Republican side that are up and running on great issues. I mean, Democrats really don't have a leg to stand on right now.
Exactly right. Exactly true. And they're going to be devastated. I mean, the fact of the matter is the economy is not where it needs to be. And they can sit there and tell you how well it's going. It's not. They can tell you that you're making more money than you ever have. People look at their paychecks and say, yeah, there's more money there. But then I go fill up my car with gas. And by the way, with oil on its way to $100 a barrel, they know better than that. They know when they go to Meijer, like you mentioned, and other grocery stores, that the price of filling up a bag of groceries is far more than it's been ever in their lifetime. And so when it's all said and done, people don't concern themselves much with the pandemic anymore unless they're sick or know somebody that is. What they do focus on, however, is the family budget, the economy, inflation, and their kids. These are all things that are going to swing voters. There's no question. And and the Democrats just seem to be, a good word you use, by the way, obtuse to all of it, right?
Absolutely. I mean, for the first time, I'm having conversations with friends and family who are talking about whether they can have access to basic needs like bread, eggs, and milk. And they're talking about how many more dollars it's going to cost them to get access to those basic things. I mean, I'm not that old. I'm under 30, but I'm having conversations with friends of mine saying, I remember way back when eggs were $1.99 for a dozen, when milk was under $2, when gas was under $2, though that one wasn't really that long ago, if we can be honest here.
Right. You know, the fact of the matter is we are energy independent. We had everything going on. America's the one thing you can say going in from 2019 to 2020, the economy was humming along in a way that, it hadn't in my lifetime or hadn't in a long time, that's for sure. Pray, I'll give you the last word.
Americans were thriving under the previous administration. When we look at the past year of Joe Biden's presidency, the one thing that we see that has been a constant throughout is this. This is not a transparent administration. This is an administration that would prefer to hide its head in the sand than address the real problems that we're facing. And the only people that are suffering as a result at the end of the day are the American people. And that is going to weigh a lot on the heads of Americans as they head to the polls this November.
I agree with you on that. Priya Samsundar, thank you so much for being here. And we'll talk again sometime soon.
Thanks for having me. Have a good day.
There you have it. You too. It is the Steve Gerber Show. Good you're here for the conversation. Don't forget Wolverine Water when you're looking to upgrade and update your water system. And don't forget My Pure Health Solutions. When you want to lose weight, go to GruberHealth.com to find out more. Gruber Health to find out more. And the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. If you're a business in Michigan and you're not a member of the Michigan Chamber, I think you should take a look. You're missing out on great resources. You're missing out on great amounts of experience. MIChamber.com. If you're a business owner, you should be a member. MIChamber.com. I'll be right back.
You might be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.